I start now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I remember I was 13. I was on vacation with my best friend Talia and my mom, and we were in Florida, and we were staying at this awesome hotel. And I remember I went into the bathroom in the hotel, and, like, I saw that, like, my white underwear, there was a little, like, bit of a brown spot. So I went outside, and I was like, I got my period. And my mom's like, yay, great, let's go to the shop. And she got me, like, the, you know, like, little, like, panty liner pads. Mm-hmm. And then I remember that it was, like, it, like, lasted, like, maybe for, like, a day. And then I didn't get it again until the next month. So the issue was, it was so, I thought, okay, this is easy. Like, I have no pain. I have, like, no, like, there's very little blood. Like, great. So the next time, a month later, I felt it coming on. I still had the box of panty liners. I put one on, and I went to school. And I was wearing really short cut-off jean shorts. And I was in math class. And I remember the teacher was handing back our tests.
Mm-hmm.
But she asked, like, you know, she would call up our name, and we'd get up, and we'd go to the front of the room, take the test, and go and sit down. So she was doing this, and I looked down, because my stomach was starting to hurt, like, so much. Like, I was in a lot of pain. I'm like, what's going on? Like, why am I in pain? I don't know what this is. I looked down, like, my entire seat is covered in blood. Like, my jeans are basically red. And there was, like, liquid blood in the chair. And so...
And how old are you?
13.
Okay.
And I was in 8th grade. It was math class. So my friend Marissa is sitting up by the teacher, and she's like, Sheila. And I look at the teacher. I said, can Marissa get me the test? Because I kind of give Marissa the eye, like, I'm having a problem. And the teacher's like, Sheila, you have to get your own test. Marissa cannot get the test for you. Come up now. So I was like, okay, I got up. I got my test. I turned behind. Like, the entire class obviously saw this. I sat back down. The teacher just looked at me, like, with the look of, I'm so sorry.
Good.
I stayed in my seat until after class, and she came up to me. She's like, I'm so sorry. We'll drive you home. You know, I had no idea, blah, blah, blah. And I was just, like, I was mortified. And so the teacher drove me home, and I like, lied in my bed, like, crying. I called my best friend to get advice.
Yeah.
And just get, you know, just to, like, you know, talk about the painful experience. And my mom came home, and she's like, because I was grounded from using the phone. She's like, get off the phone. And I was like, I just had a really bad experience. She's like, I don't care what experience. And she wasn't even listening to me. It was so bad. It was like... It was so bad that, like, even, like, a year ago when I was, like, in therapy, I brought it up as one of, like, the most traumatic experiences of my life. And so, and then from then on, my period has been, like, so heavy that sometimes I have to use incontinence pads. Like, during my wedding, I was, like, I had the world's biggest, I was basically wearing a diaper. So I was like, I get my period on my wedding, like, I'm wearing a white dress. I need to wear a diaper. And, yeah, and so that's the story of I guess sometimes when you get your period, like, your first period isn't your real period, and then you get it, and that was real. And so my period has been that way pretty much my whole life until recently, where I've started to do work that I don't have. That crazy heaviness and that much pain anymore. But yeah, it's been, like, every month has been so bad that, like, Pete has considered, like, calling ambulances to take me to the hospital because I'm writhing in pain.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know.
That's insane.
Yeah. That's my story.